say he'll be right on, sir.
Thank you.
He's on there, Marie.
Well, thank you, my friend.
I had to leave for New York immediately after hearing it. I didn't have an opportunity right then. And I want to congratulate you on the appointment to the court.
Well, God bless you.
It makes me feel a whole lot better.
I just followed your both recommendations. Now, you wanted the peace initiative, so I turned it over to you and said I was getting a letter and ask every one of the 114 personally, and you can just say to each one you see, the president asked me to ask you to give any suggestion you can.
Well, we did that, and we got a good response up here.
Well, that's good.
As you'll probably hear.
Good.
First of all, the Secretary General was very flattered that he sent him a letter. He liked receiving it, and he said he would undertake now to do an exploration.
Good.
And with the Russians, canvass the situation, and see whether or not there were any hopes left.
Good.
He was very much interested in this report. If Averill has given it us correctly, from Moscow, he said his report was otherwise.
I didn't get much hope out of Averill's thing,
well,
but we'll try.
Averill kind of made a lot of Kosygin's statement that, you know, Hanoi was free of the Chinese and that he regarded the Vietnamese thing to be a small thing. I myself cautioned the Secretary General by saying that this is a report and we got it, we were passing it on, you know, for what it was worth. He said, the Secretary General said that his recent soundings to the Russians haven't indicated that, but he would now take it up and he would explore it further. And if there were any hopeful signs, he would let us know. He talked a little bit about his favorite proposal of putting a ceasefire in first, but I said, hold that up. This isn't a good time for you to come out with any ceasefire proposal. And at the press conference, I said that was academic because you didn't negotiate about anything until you got to the negotiating table. And then you could talk about anything. He said he would. He said he would not make any public proposal in this area. And I said to him, explore anything you want. And let us know from your exploration what it is. He said he would do.
We repealed 14B today.
Did you really?
Yes, sir. 20 votes, and George Meany's the happiest man you ever saw.
I know.
So you don't, well, you don't have to apologize for saying to Johnson that you were wrong in Los Angeles in that dinner you gave, because George Meany told me a while ago that nobody else could have done it. And not only did I get a bunch of them and make them change, but I delivered what he needed, and he didn't even ask me to recommend it, didn't ask me to put it in the message, but he just told me if I'd let them pass it. And I not only recommended, I put it in the message, and then I backed it up with votes.
Good for you. Congratulations.
And we got it passed. We got our Social Security passed today.
Good. Good. What's been the reaction? Satisfied with the way it
went? Oh, we got a few gripers, but by and large it was wonderful. I've got all the governors coming in tomorrow.
I saw that. I think that was a wonderful idea.
Would you like to fly down here and meet with them?
What time will they be coming?
5:30.
5:30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Like me too,
yeah, I'll just fly down here and shake
I'll
hands
get,
around.
I'll get through with the Security Council. There's a luncheon which I'll go to.
Just come on down here, and just show them that you kind of got an open door here. I'll have you and Dean Rusk and McNamara, and we'll have them say a few words, and you can shake hands around and meet some of your old friend.
That's very important to these fellas down here.
Okay.
Fine, I'll see you at 5:30.
Give my love to Dorothy.
Oh, she sends her love to you.
Bye.